hearing, the new centre-right coalition government has pledged to implement a series of reforms, reforms that could possibly put its stability to the test. That's what President Klaus might have had in mind when he asked the new cabinet to carry out reforms, not a revolution. Earlier, I spoke to senior political analyst Jiří Pehe and asked him which way he thought we were heading.
It certainly seems that the government put together, at least in the form of its coalition agreement, a very radical program of reforms based on cuts and reforms of various areas of social life and the economy. And if all of those changes were put in place, it would certainly be more a revolution, a basic change of the social system rather than just tuning up of the existing system.
What areas the new government will be dealing with do you think will be the tricky ones, where the opinions of the three parties, the Civic Democrats, Topo9 and Public Affairs, differ most?
Well, given the difficulties with reaching an agreement on the reform of the pension system, it seems that the most contentious point will be actually the reform of the pension system, and that is of course tied to many other things such as increasing or not increasing taxes, value-added tax, and so on. So I think that that will be a problem for the governing coalition. But of course there may be even smaller things which may have to do with public opinion. We simply don't know how the public will react to these reforms. And we have to realize that two of the three coalition parties are new political subjects which have not been tested in any difficult situation. So if the public turns against some of the reforms, the popularity of the government parties begins to fall, then we may see some problems in the ruling coalition.
The coalition has 118 seats in the lower house and the 200-member lower house, but as you said, some of the parties are really inexperienced politically, particularly public affairs. How stable do you think the coalition will be?
That despite this large majority of 118 seats in the 200 parliament, the coalition will not be very stable, and this is simply because two of the three parties are new, untried, and moreover, especially the Public Affairs Party is basically just a firm conducting its business in the field of politics. As such, I think it will be very prone to panic if its profits start dropping. We may see this already in the fall during the municipal elections, when the voters will have the first chance to express their opinion about the reforms. And if the Public Affairs Party, which expected to do very well in the municipal elections, doesn't do as well, then we may see real tremors in the ruling coalition.
I was talking there to political analyst Ian.